Antidepressant drugs occasionally make depressed patients think about suicide. Problem is, the only way to know if someone will have this side effect is to give them the drug. Now researchers have found two genetic markers that may predict who will have problems with the drugs before they take them. NPR's Joanne Silberner reports.
In many people, antidepressant drugs known as SSRIs work well. But in about 2% to 4% of people, the drugs lead to thoughts of suicide. Not suicide itself, but still nobody wants to give depressed people drugs that make them think about killing themselves. Francis McMahon of the National Institute of Mental Health and his colleagues thought maybe genes could identify people likely to have problems. The whole human genome is a big place to look, but McMahon is a pretty optimistic guy.
Well, we sat down with a number of smart people, and we came up with a list of genes we thought were likely to be affected by antidepressants, genes that encode neurotransmitters, the chemical messengers in the brain, the neurotransmitter receptors, as well as a variety of genes that had been reported in the past in the scientific literature to be involved in antidepressant outcome.
They had DNA samples from nearly 2,000 people who had taken the SSRI citalopram, also known as Celexa. They looked at 68 genes, and they published their report in the American Journal of Psychiatry.
Well, what we found was that there were two genes that were both receptors for the brain chemical glutamate that carried versions that were more common in people who developed new suicidal thinking while receiving citalopram.
A study published last June by a different group showed that a different gene could be somewhat predictive, but only in men. McMahon and his colleagues got strong results for both men and women. Depending on the particular genetic makeup, people's incidence of suicidal thinking on citalopram increased anywhere from 2-fold to 8-fold. In one small group with a particularly unfortunate genetic makeup, the risk increased 15-fold. Tom Insel is head of the National Institute of Mental Health, which funded the study. He said the research begins to address one of the biggest challenges in psychiatry: how to decide between drugs, talk therapy, and electroshock treatments for depression.
The problem is, we know that all of these treatments work, but we don't know who's going to respond best to which treatment. So what we need is to be able to personalize or individualize the way we approach any given person with depression.
Using genes will take some more work.
We don't think anybody should go out there having their glutamate receptor sequence, because this is not ready for prime time. It may be in a matter of a couple of years even. We'll have a chance to look at how strong the prediction is in a prospective study.
At the moment, though, he says it's not ready to go commercially. The National Institutes of Health has applied for a patent on using the genetic information to develop a blood test for sensitivity to SSRIs. Insel says that's to keep a private company from marketing a test before the research shows it's ready to go, or from applying for its own patent and blocking others from working on it. Joanne Silberner, NPR News.